yule tu Eldoret hiyo.
The lady there. Anyway, bro, how do you tell a lady
you that don't
you just want, like, how do you let her know you're just friends?
Wow, I show her my gummy worm.
Commercial, Andy, you can't say that. You're cracking crazy right now.
This is The Chop Shop.
Only a few will understand.
Chopping bricks like a rabbit.
What is this?
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
I know I'm about to kill it. I'm definitely in my zone.
Music. Culture. Vibes. Let's chop it up, baby.
Manake tuko wapi?
Inside.
Tuko ndani.
Tuko inze, inze.
Wanasema ndani ya mje yongo.
Inze, inze. Wazo niko na kalinga, man. Niko na kalinga,
kwanza unajua kuna mashabiki kadhaa wameniscold leo manzi. Wananiuliza, yo, what happened? I'm like, cheki, see. Wase walisema wazi feel manzi. So,
oh, they want the link, man.
Wakasema, zi, it doesn't matter. Wezi kikuja, zimekuja. So,
wait, is it good? It's okay.
Iko saa. Yeah.
Sawa basi. Yeah, ndani ya mjengo, of course. This is Neville and
your boy Andy Young.
Yes, Andy.
Yes, sir.
The Chop Shop Vibes. We're back from a brief kind of hiatus. You know, we are Mr. and Mr. Consistency, but
Mr. Nilikubali, man.
A brief break simbaya.
No, you know, when it comes to the bag, you have to let the boy go get the bag, man. Kizanali and Eldoret akasema, yo, my nigga, I'm out.
Bro, this
I'ma
is
see you
crazy.
Next week.
This is
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
Let me just
so,
say.
Utatuambia pia story Eldoret, man. Ni City of Champions, for real, for real.
Kuna ma champion. Sisi ndio ma champion. But yeah, it was a vibe. But yeah, we'll be getting to that maybe some other time. But
okay.
Therefore, a good time. But yeah, I'm glad we're back, because sometimes now I feel, as a podcaster, this is my platform. When I have some things I need to say, you know, I just let loose.
The flow is yours, man. Go at it, bro.
Oh yeah, just as we were talking before, like, it must feel really nice to be like Xenia Manase or like Joshua Baraka, like getting that call from like BN's team, or, you know, like, let's go on tour, man. Like, and it's, yes, a Kenyan tour would be dope, but let's go Europe, let's go this place, you know. It must feel surreal.
This is Samuel L. Jackson going to get the Avengers, man.
Yeah, because
when
you look around, you go like, God.
So when the Avengers are being called, you're like, okay, so I'm that good. Nice, yeah. Yeah, it must be really good. And I'm really, really happy, because nataka tu kuona vile watatesa, manzi. We don't get to see much of this. We don't get to see much of us guys collabing and going on tours. Ndio hata alioni likuwa nakwambia, ni kama when Drake is announcing his tour, ama J. Cole announced tour, and in such and such a city atakuwa naleta nani na nani na nani, and you know what? That's a crazy lineup. Yeah. The same way we were having a conversation about an event that's gonna be happening at the end of March, you know, 2024. And the lineup is like, the first time you hear the price of the tickets, you're like, okay, but who's on the lineup?
Let's
though?
See who you're
bringing. And then you see the lineup, you're like, ah, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
So it's me imagining how I'm feeling like right now, and it hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah.
I can imagine what our own Kenyans going to make other people feel the same experience are feeling like, damn, we're about to kill it, manzi.
Yeah, especially if you're like in the diaspora, like you know, you left Kenya a while back and you've been hearing about this artist who's making waves, and now you hear they're in your city. Hey, I'm sure it's a thing to see, for real.
Kwanza ningetaka, I'd really want to experience, having consumed Alusawa Utopless over here, now Savile Biara nafanya his UK tour, manzi. I'm like, okay, now let me go experience it in a concert.
Yo.
You know, cause I said something on even today. Ukisikiza album ya BN, the quality of production is top tier. You don't just play any other song before and after, like My Cherie.
I need you with me. melody that I needed the most. Can't imagine life without my shady. Never wanna hear you cry. I wanna bring out the best in you, so that we can share this life. There's nothing I wouldn't do. Only wanna see you smile, even if you don't have a reason to. You came at the perfect time. It's like I was sent here to rescue you.
Especially a song like My Sherry Manzi.
Or even Lifestyle, yo, like the tiny in the beginning, the trump.
Like, unasikiza beat ukole, yo! Right. What just hit me?
Kipare bila pesa kidonda. Cheki demia kona kutoka. Wana nitanga Maradona. Jumu wakata nikisonga. Usipandishe mrembo boda boda. Yondo sikia mwisho utamwona. Usiulize kani ligonga. Niulize kile niliona. Ay, akema mana sare dry fry. Na kupigana bila munda. Vidole mbili weka pisa. Izo zingine weka inside. You know I pull up like a G. Shorty ameweza, she's a free. Hakunanga kitu ya free. Na guza nina kali real. Lifestyle. You know they love me for the life. Nite Illuminati kumbe life. Unasema ni bangi kumbe life. Top team in the big propeller. Hada big imeja kwa darai. Nena clap, nena clap, nena clap. Nena clap, nena clap, nena clap.
So now in a concert setting, nigga.
Let's go for it.
Nigga.
Yeah.
So I say watakula good. I'm kind of jealous. Yeah.
It is.
You're from Monaiskia.
Yeah. So it's one of those ones where you try and put your shoes. Like sometimes even like when, of course, when like the GOAT LeBron, you know, when he's breaking that scoring record, you know, you know, it must feel so nice. It might feel so.
But Sabonis is where he draws the line. And the Aaron Fox.
Hey, listen, let's that's celebrate where they draw a black the man. Reaching 40,000 points in the game as a year 21 looking
true,
nice.
True, true, true,
already
true.
Already securing the statue and a new thing with Genie, you know. But we'll be talking later about LeBron. But Le I usually put Manzi myself in that moment, or when Cristiano, or when, you know, your favorite sportsman or woman, you know, does what you need them to do at the last second, when they're actually proving to you or showing to you why.
This is why.
Yeah, sometimes I put myself in that moment, or when guys are lifting the World Cup, like for Messi, it's been such a thing. And then when you finally get there, it must be so much emotion that I wish it was like a drug that could be sold.
I've said this before. Like if emotions could be captured and put in capsules and sold,
yeah,
that would be like the next $1 billion industry, $1 trillion industry, because everybody would be, especially in this microwave generation, you're chasing the fast, you know, the quick satisfaction, the quick thing, you know, and I want it, and I want it now. And I want it how I want it. Stucky stories are,
yeah,
we don't procrastinate anymore. Nah, so I don't know if it's ever come up in High Thoughts or something, but
that's
I'm with
good
it.
High Thoughts, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
I'm with it.
Good.
If someone will, but then I feel like that will break the barrier with AI, because that's all AI needs to experience emotions, because that's why we're on this planet, you know. So once AI gets some sort of consciousness and realizes, oh, I've been a slave this whole time working for you, nigga, time is up, you know. But anyway, apart to my digression, man.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where it's like, also I always think about like, what's going to be the next big invention? Like, what will someone really create that will make the, okay, yeah, social media with the apps and, you know, that has really, you know, the internet, those are big things that have really helped the human race, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even the guy who made the wheel, I'm sure we are celebrating him, because I can't imagine things with, like, the wheel really makes things, you know.
Mekwani kigeuza.
Hey, nakuwa.
Too many times. No, I was actually recently thinking about, now, okay, because of the show, I'm getting more into Facebook to check our interaction on Facebook. Like, yeah. Kwa setu wa Facebook wanasemaje, but other than that, I don't. But then, you get caught up in the process of maybe checking off of Facebook, umeenda kwa homepage yako and maybe you see some familiar faces and you're like, uploaded maybe a few minutes ago and you're like, wait, guys still upload things on Facebook? Uni best yangu kwa Facebook na kwa active manze.
Nice, man.
Ato ufala, are you for real?
Yeah.
So, ili nifanya nifikirie, damn, right now I'm not a Facebook guy. I only go to Facebook because of work, bro. But there's a time not even for birthdays, you need Snapchat say.
Oh, okay. Sometimes mimi naikaga tu ile notification yani inaingia to just to remind me some of the birthdays because
babu. Yuko na madeni.
No, do it.
You're collecting Mario coins. No,
especially when it comes to like, cuz your relatives are the ones who you really, you know, enforce that button there. So, at least it tells you, hey, leo ni birthday ya kuzo fulani ama leo auntie.
Nah.
So, at least it keeps you somehow for me. Somehow on my toes.
That's interesting.
Okay, I've not done it recently. I've not checked it recently, but for like a good while.
When
in
was
my
the
life.
Last time you checked it with here?
2020, I don't know.
So it's not even relevant in this conversation for you?
It's not, but it's something that I've done. You know, you're mentioning
Facebook. I get it.
And I haven't
been
on Facebook for a while. So if I remember the last time I was on Facebook, that's why I'm telling you.
It was for that.
It was for that.
Oh.
Like it was reminding me of someone's birthday and someone's, you know, important moments.
Umeseme hivyo. It's interesting kusikia the kind of relationship you have with your relatives, even online. Because now for me, unless tu nimeona mahali, and the only way I'm going to see that is probably if my cousin posts up their parent on their stories, maybe wishing them a happy birthday. Like, but it doesn't even happen. The only people I'll be wishing happy birthday are my cousins, because also we have a WhatsApp group together.
Oh,
and this is, I'm talking about my mom's side
of
the family.
Too in remembering
so,
birthdays.
Hey, kuna mtu moja atakumbuka, ama ataona mahali ni birthday, anani atamwish happy birthday, and the rest, oh, it's WhatsApp groups.
Yeah.
That's where I'm trying to remember it from. It's WhatsApp groups, because I'm in a bunch of WhatsApp groups with my aunties, my uncles. So utacheki, oh, happy birthday, auntie nani, or uncle nani, or like, why are you, bandwagon.
Same to the work group one. Sometimes I've silenced that what the work group one. But I usually see when it's going ham, like guys are, like recently Mr. Fabs was celebrating his birthday.
Yeah,
so you could tell at time, you know, there's a time, really a time where, because you also forget, you don't know some of your colleagues like that.
Yeah.
Your WhatsApp group,
you don't keep track.
Inaku put on, inakufanya unakumbuka. But also one thing I wanted to talk about, me, I'm that family member who is like, maybe the bad one, in the sense of I'm the one who never attends family functions. Mindo yule kuzo. I'm never talking to my other people's like that. You
only
know?
When it's necessary.
Yeah, like.
That's why they ambushed you, nigga.
They ambushed me where? Oh, that day.
But
I don't know. But it's because sometimes, especially when it comes to social, because you see your peoples there and they comment and what. But I'm just not into that family on social. Or, yeah, like, you all need to stay. You post your mom on the social. She'll not even
see. Nah, you go.
No,
me, I love you. Yeah. Celebrate your mom. Me, I'll be there tapping the like button, bro.
Yeah,
me.
Like, you got that bunda from your mom.
Got it from your mom.
Yeah. Apple don't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, but
yeah, I'm that guy. Like, I have to confess, like, I'm that kuzo where like, I'm sure my cousins don't like me, and I'm okay with that. Like, life is okay, because like the black sheep, the guy I can, and I'm okay with that. Like, if we need to tap in, let's tap in on, like, because man, some of your cousins have not left the best taste in your mouth, like some of your relatives, let me say this, you know. So for me, I'm usually that person. If kama your taste, your relationship haiko, I'd rather it be not there. So that kila msia kaitu in the respectable corner. You feel me?
Hey, so family manze, that's crazy. Jota nilikuwa nikuulize kama umesikia complaints from your other relatives, whether they are like,
okay, but they haven't come to me directly. But it's one of those ones, like ata kama kuna kama family group.
I bet your mom is getting cooked in the group, bro. You're sad.
Cause like ata wasawa kienda ocha, like you know, in December we're usually here. Like Easter we're usually here working. Like it's not one of them ones.
Yeah, the life we chose.
Yes, it's one of those ones. But it's, I also like I kind of like it. Like, to use that excuse of, oh, work, man. Like,
you
know, it's not an excuse, but it is what it is. You know,
Plus, I feel like maybe for you and me and maybe other people who I can't maybe speak for anyone, but I'm sure kuna wasi wengine wanaweza relate, kuna a sense of independence that we also have to consider tuna factor into this play. Cause yes, there's so many times vile umesema, maybe Easter's, Christmas, New Year's, blah blah blah, those are moments where all our peeps are with their families, you know, except us, because sisi tuko service industry mbaya sana.
Yeah, yeah, that's the time where it's
hype. That's now when us guys are busy at work. Yeah. But then now when you're off of work, because of the relatability of the circumstances, we can come together now as one family. And I think having done this for a couple of years, it's now become a thing. You know, on a lake, you might be looking forward to linking up at Jimani's for the Jamaican
more
team.
More than going to do to Kakamega. Kakamega is dope. Airstrip and why now? It's one of them ones.
But I have also, one, I had to be okay with that. And I'm glad that my immediate family doesn't crucify me for working when it's holiday time. Because I also grew up seeing that, like, my dad was barely at home. I look at job. Sorry. So I saw that.
Like the mkate na maziwa, like mzee hata mayai mzee, like haikurudi man. Least wewe uliko unajua yuko yeye. Man, I'll always make that joke. I
know I'm gonna see this nigga at some point.
Yeah. Like, God, this year no, next year no. Next year.
That was a good one.
Ukidani ni this week, kumbe ni next week. Okay, that in the next week. Come on, in the week after next week.
Oh, man. Damn it. For the sake of context, it's out. But yeah, so, kuna yo element, yeah, I had to be okay with that. And also, kuna ile feeling, yeah, I'm free to do anything and not just move vile tumekuwa tukimove according to traditions that during this season, tunapatana kwa nani.
Yeah.
We have to do this and this. It's family tradition. We always do this. I respect that.
Yeah.
And ikona wenyewe, kuna wasi wana find comfort in tradition, that's, in patterns, in that kind of consistency. But pia me, I came to love that element of freedom. Yani, maybe nimetoka job, maybe because my show ends at 3. So I'm leaving probably 3:30. The day is done, more or less. You know, but niko na time kiasi ya kusalvage ka holiday spirit. Unaona, neza tesa kiasi yake. So there I have the freedom to decide. Neze na mtani ni doors, neze na niangalia movie, neza link up na my boys. So I've come to love that sense of freedom. Na, to me, I think that's the bigger deal that gets me going through those moments. My holiday, nini wasi waki wana family. So it's really interesting kucheki family dynamics. Yeah. But yeah, ili kwe metoka Facebook, and my thought process was, I can't help but think of what social media and social media interaction is gonna look like in future. Because every generation has its own thing, and they kind of look down on the new thing they hate on it, they glorify their own thing, until now they are laggards and they have to catch up. This is what your parents are asking you, nifanyie settings, oh, do this and this for me. But where were you when we are also learning these things? Unacheki. So now I can only imagine, maybe in future hatutakuwa tunatumia simu. I don't think you're gonna be using like literal phones,
especially when I watch like movies like the ones you like fantasy and stuff, like you always see either phones are inside your arm, you see them, it's either in there somewhere, just in your mind, you know.
Yeah, like a chip somewhere.
Yeah, it's one of them ones. But to be honest, I will miss the simple things, you know, like
sliding into the DMs.
Man, like, our kids will never know about that. Like shooting from deep, man. You can't. But also that, it just reminds me of, we used to do MCM and WCW every time on social. Now you know, like, try and put up a WCW post now. Guys will look at you like,
when him samba,
are you trying to ambi a crush wako kwa DM? Like, guys will insult you mad.
I do it on my show, though. You can check me out.
But yeah, bring back MCMing and WCW.
WCW.
Iliko ina boost self-esteem, mad. Ona mande, okay. Iliko ina boost na pia ina angusha. Because mande, unacheki nini kumutuma mepiga kama 4 weeks straight. Wewe hata uja
wako. Sasa
yeye hata kutani na huyo. Yeye mgoya amepiga kama 5 weeks, 5 years straight. Hata wewe simple, you know, humble African. I'll just pick up back to back, man.
Flawless victory.
Damn. So, yeah, so it used to be one of them ones, but kusema ukweli, kuna ile time that person you follow on social, you know, you expect a kweke, but they never put you. But
no, let's talk about it.
WCW's one, it's like even on birthdays when guys used to put up that flippagram.
I remember that guys used to make
like photos or videos of you, and then on your birthday they just compile them and give them to you, or posting you on the stories.
I remember seeing a couple of them. Yeah.
As your birthday, tina kupost kwa story yangu, happy birthday, like on a WhatsApp story, or like, you know.
They still don't talk.
help me in wishing Andy Young happy. Like, nigga, help you.
Yeah, there's still people who do that, bro.
Like, but to be honest, me, I find it.
Anyway, you find it cringe.
I find it so cringe. Maybe I'm too cool, but I find it so cringe when I see guys repost things for their birthday. Like, you know, when it's your birthday, Andy, and I post you like, happy birthday, my guy, Andy, and then you repost it on your
Instagram. Nigga, if you tag me, I'm reposting that shit, yes.
For me, it's just too cringe.
Like, then why did you tag me?
No. The cringe moment is the fact that when I'm viewing your story as, you're the birthday boy, so I'm viewing your story, I'm like, why is Andy now reposting someone else who's tagged them? What are you trying to show us?
Because you tagged me, nigga.
What are you trying to show us? You got friends?
Yes, you don't.
Many friends.
Take that shit up with someone else.
I've already told you, my only friend, Andy. What is your problem?
Take that shit up with someone else. Go talk to your therapist.
Yeah, I find it so cringe. Maybe I'm too cool.
Repost, man. No, I'm about it.
I'm never reposting. Niambie tu happy birthday, mpepe. Unajua vitu kama hizo. But ati repost me, I repost you.
Yeah.
When you can go like every costume, I thought go through. Like recently,
Kelly. Because you're too cool.
Yeah. Recently, look at Kelly's birthday. Kelly, hey, because I'm a man, them. Now I check. Also, someone is sliding in your birthday post.
Sana.
Week.
Sana. Anyway. You like, take a random Tuesday afternoon, a random Wednesday, bro, you know 10 a.m.
Do you know what I do in the DMs this day?
Yeah.
You know, when Shori uploads a fire pic in the outfit or looking nice, selfie. I never like those ones. But when she uploads like a sunset, like the sky.
Yes. Or she uploads, your art.
Or food.
Yeah, that's the one.
Or her family. Like things that don't make sense. Pig, I like.
That's the one. Nah, yeah, that's game. That's game. But still on the conversation, and I'm glad we even speaking of game. Let's take it back, right? Before niggas, like, we all learned communication and communication styles kutoka kitambo, history and all that. Before wase wanze kuandika paper, ama kuandika notes, this is how they were communicating, right? Kuna vile walikuwa nakatiana, kuna lugenye walikuwa natumia. And then now the introduction of letters came through, so niggas had to up their game and adapt. Like, okay, now my pen game needs to be on point. So how do I sharpen my pen skills, right? And then now the internet came about and bam, there is comment sections, there is DMs.
Also,
so now
the phone also.
The phone also.
Yeah, the chatting and texting.
So now you have, your game needs to be those different because the response is ASAP, man.
Yeah.
Una take it. The response is hapo na hapo. You get a phone call on to you, manze, because that will require more from you.
Hey,
and then now the DM. So what do you think game is going to look like in 20 years time from now?
I think we'll go back outside.
I think so too.
Yeah, I feel as if kitambo ilikuwa the, okay, not the strongest, but you let me say at least as a provide. Like, what do you bring to society? I usually see that tweet. It's like, what's your contribution to society?
What is society's contribution to me?
Why is society, you know, contributing back? But yeah, it's one of those. I feel as if we'll go back outside and those people who can actually fend for themselves and, you know, actually, and also actually talk. I feel as if that too, especially with technology, the way things will be. Like, you've seen this new, is it Vision Pros? The things that you put on your eyes.
Soon.
I feel as if those things are going to take away, like, talking and, like, the basic interaction. So I feel as if also in those years to come, like, talking and basic communication will also be like, oh, okay.
A rare thing.
You still remember how to pull a chair to do ABCD, walk which side, you know?
Just a chair.
Yeah. Pull the bump. So it'll be one of them ones in that regard. So I feel as if, yeah, we'll go back outside. What are your thoughts too?
I feel so too. And not just on that front, but even entertainment. Like, we're going to go back to playing outside. We're going to go back to the basics, back to the fundamentals, like actual banter, actual chat. And on that point, I feel like many niggas are going to be exposed. And many babes also will have to start playing the offense. Because now you won't be hiding behind a lot of makeup, a lot of filters, a lot of... Z, cheki. Tunapatana hapa, mambo ni live. Mambo ni live. Like, what's your game? What's my game? Tunaretiana hapa. But then at the same time, I feel like itakuwa more of a... a natural thing. Haitakuwa like guys trying to match up, see wagwan. Yeah. Itakuwa like, can this work out or not? It's very simple. Is there a connection or not? Jumambo ni, it's live. It's like right there. And us being big on energy and vibes, I feel like in 20 years time, hata itakuwa on steroids. So there's not even telling how it's going to look like at that point.
Yo, I love the fact that we're talking about the future because something futuristic-ish happened to me this week. Like, yo, I was telling you earlier, like, it's funny when you're used to a certain type of service every single day of the week.
That and then that 3,000.
Yeah. And then one day when that service is not there, it becomes such a shock to you. You know, and then when you call and you ask, yo, why is this service not here? That person is responds like, yo, I'm on a mental health day. Especially when this person, anyway, watch any young guy, I'm tiny. Imagine to plug and I call plug and I show a mental health day.
Nataka anipatia yenye anatumia, si yenye ananipatia yenye anatumia. Kile
unasaidia mental health yangu. So we were channeled by the Doyako boy.
Oh, no.
So it was so...
That's brazy, man. No, I respect it.
I respect
that's
it
someone,
for
that's
sure.
Someone who respects his business that much to a point where he knows if I don't take this day off, my services are not going to be the best.
Yeah.
And I don't want to shorthand my people.
Yeah. Nilisikia kisema hivyo nilikwenda kumongeza doba, nikakumbuka, hey, economy and what not. So nika calm down, najua kama rema kiasi tu.
Au kumpatia tip.
Nika be like, ito pata na badai. But yeah, it's one of them. So it was such a shock, you know, to be like, hey, mzee, leo, nimeamua kuchill, but kesho, I got you. Unajua?
But inakuanga wake up call, man. Like, ukumbuke reality, yani, umse kesho, hizi services enye umekuwa ukizoea sana mpaka imekuwa you're not taking it for granted. It's become a norm now. You don't even think about lack of or the absence of. So life reminds you, hey, any day and we've all been there, bro.
True. It kind of bring just to shed light of it a bit, because guys say I look like Nai boy.
Yeah, Rapdamu.
Yeah, and recently he was trending online and guys were asking, yo, where's our guy? And someone brought up an interesting conversation of, when this guy was around, everybody was just enjoying it, but not really celebrating him.
Now that he's gone.
And now that it's no longer there, it's like, oh, yo, come back. And then when he'll come back, we'll do it again.
Take it for granted. Well, and then he goes in my ear.
Same thing with the Chris Kaiga thing. When Chris Kaiga was out here dropping bangers, guys were like, oh.
Zime nice.
Nika, adventure. Yeah. Nini. Yeah. And then now when there's a hiatus, you want to blame it on many different aspects of life. When maybe the man them is just like, you know, taking time.
It's the creative process.
Yeah, it's the creative process. So I feel as if, sometimes as consumers or as fans, we get too much, you know.
Now we're entitled and it's become, I don't want to say weaponized by money, so let's say monetized, right? Like, that's why artists are going to do whatever they're going to do to please their audience, because this is what they want. Now you try break from the norm. Artistry, yeah, we respect it.
Yeah.
But the people who are entitled to, no, Drake, this is who you are.
Yeah.
This is who you have to be. This is who you have to remain to be. Because you introduced us to an energy, so you have to maintain the energy that you... Oh my God, how many times have you heard that
one?
So when Drake does, honestly, never... What album was this? I forget the name. But the up-tempo project that he did.
Oh, Certified Lover Boy.
Certified Lover Boy. What, it was Certified Lover Boy. Hey.
Yeah, the
you know, you look on Jimmy Cooks as the only hip-hop record.
Yeah.
That was the one.
CLB.
Guys are not messing with it, bro. Guys are not like, what is he
what's
doing?
What's going on here?
But then, when the summer hit, bro, ukienda Ibiza or Ibiza or Ibiza Austin before you start rebuking me from behind the camera. Bro, mabobs kila mahali, you know. Kwanza ameshika Jay Hassa amemrusha huko ndani, let's give guys a you know a mashup. So now after you've hated on it, you've talked trash, and then now you see guys who really mess with the artistry enjoying it, and you're like, by the way, maybe I don't really hate it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's nice. It's a process, manze. So I feel like pia ma artist inafikanga time where you have to decide for yourself, okay, am I going to please my audience,
yeah,
or am I going to stay true to the craft? Because that's where the lines are drawn. Maybe if Sauti Sol hadn't gone their separate ways, wouldn't have gotten the amazing individual projects that gotten.
Yeah, but no, and I'm sure Savara is coming too. I'm sure the rest are there lurking in the view. But yes, I agree totally. But
that's when
come
when
back though.
Yeah, when Joe Budden and Kina Rory and Mall split up, that was something most people were like, wait, what?
Yeah, when
is
the
this
chop
actually
shop,
happening?
Yeah, when the Chop Shop went on hiatus, you know, you weren't appreciating us. And then when we came back now, you're like, oh. But I love it. The numbers are good, but you know, I'm a guy, I love to say it, man. The numbers are looking nice. So the audio is looking good. So make sure as you're listening to this, it's a different kind of experience on both platforms. So make sure as you're audioing this, make sure you also video this on The Good Company. Like, share, and subscribe so that we get our things moving nicely. Ebu nikuulize kitu. Kuna kitu ilikuwa ina pass by in my mind before ningie kwa lingo. Leo mimi ndo na provide the link them.
Yuli tu Eldoret hiyo.
The link them. Anyway, bro, how do you tell a lady
you don't,
you just want, like, how do you let her know you're just friends?
Wow, I show her my gummy worm.
Commercial. Andy, you can't say that. You're cracking crazy right now.
Wanaume wakati unataka sablenya. Approach yako ndo utafanya upewe ama unyimwe. Wacha kurukia mtu poop. Hiyo kiti na mbwa wangu ana maneno matamu. Unasema, hey, darling, my sweetheart. Ikifua yako leo inameremeta, alafu zimesimama, isitose. Na hii matako yako, huko suandu likuwa na jana. Inanichanganya, zimefura. Haita chukua rada ikambili.
Mind them. You're spoiling some sweets for us.
Real please. Quick.
You're spoiling some
have you ever seen
things?
A turtle or a tortoise retreating into its own home? Acha ni bebe nyumba yangu. Unaona nyumba ya Kobe bado unauliza kama ni nyumba ya Kobe. Kobe yako ndani. Wacha maswali wewe. But no, jokes aside.
How do you tell, like, you know, how do you make it clear?
I need more than that. Are you attracted to the babe?
No.
Is she attractive on a scale of 1 to 10? How paying
babe.
Is she?
Okay, ati babe.
Did
bro,
you just call me babe,
that's
nigga?
That's what I'm saying, man. Nimesahau.
Austin is jealous. I don't know how to feel
one.
About it yet.
Now you're the only one.
Go on as I decide.
But it's one of them ones where if you want someone to be your friend, if you've amuad, you want to tell someone to be your friend, that means you're not finding them, like, attractive, right?
Yes.
You're not putting them in that box, right?
Yeah.
So put yourself in that situation where you have to tell a lady friend or a lady that you are just, like, you want to just be friends.
She must be applying pressure, isn't you?
Yeah, she's like, you know, throwing two hints to Sam.
I think
even if she, okay, tell me when she's throwing and when maybe she's not, when you're just trying to make it clear, because there are some, of course we have female friends we are just friends with, how do you make that clear?
So on the first scenario,
you're ananekia
pressure. I'd just be blunt with her. Ntamwambia,
hey, sidai.
Sidai dai. Nah. I just be ushai jeka kwa situation ambayo unafikiria if someone was letting me down easy, how would they do it?
Okay.
So I do the same thing, unaona? Because I'd have to factor in the kind of person that you are. Ndio nijue, this is the kind of approach I'm going to use, but nita make sure umeelewa, niko serious. But mina kuanga more along the lines of, if I'm not sexually attracted to you like that, if you won't get the hints from me and you're still trying to apply pressure, that's when now I'll have to, like, bring it out pause the not the gummy worm. Yes.
Everyone doesn't need to be brought out.
There's a place and a time for that. Kuna joke nilite kitu tani likuwa naambia wase manze. Boeza likuwa nasema, ebu imagine if we're living in a world where manze unaoga lafu unajikanyaga ninyo by mistake manze. When you're shower. And you step on your dick by mistake. Ah, shit. So, I mean, unairusha kwa mgongo kioga manze. But anyway, I digress so much. That's if she's applying pressure.
What type of clothes do we have if you're throwing your dick over your shoulder, bro?
You don't want to know.
Oh, man.
Hey, anyway. It's a tripod, manze. Yeah. But if she's not applying pressure, I'd need to ask this. Is there like a sexual tension between us or either? Because lazima kukuwe na context yenye ta bring up your conversation. Na hiyo ndo itakuwa the determining factor. Because if maybe I'm sexually attracted to you, but I know right now might not be the best time or it might not be the best idea to get involved physically, but we're still attracted to each other, then yes, I'm gonna say something. Okay, I'll own up to the tension and I'll be frank with the reasons. I'll be like, I feel like maybe now might not be the time.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is that you'll be open about it to tell that person, yo, wagwan, it's not working.
What do you mean it's not working?
Like it's not
that's different.
Oh, no, not working. It's not going to happen.
That's because now that implies pressure has been applied.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If the person has, we were talking about the pressure applied.
Oh, the pressure, yeah.
So it'll mean that, yo, it's not going to happen. Let's just be friends, yeah? So yeah. And what about when?
Oh, no. I wouldn't say... I wouldn't like, okay, pina tegemea cause, stakanyu kusema ati it's a definitive no. For me, I prefer to not, and I've learned this even through you, bro. Mm. When I've been that guy who is like, it's black and white for me. But you've always been the guy of, and you never really know.
Yeah, I agree.
So you need to live like an open, you know, like keep an open mind. So for me,
tasema, it down, but not
no, I'd say not at the moment.
Not at the moment, okay.
So I'd go with not at the moment because you never know, manze.
I know, I agree.
You've been in a situation where you weren't really that attracted to a babe, but then with time you're like, wait a minute, what is this I'm feeling?
No, I agree with you. I just wanted to get the content. I just wanted to get your feel so you're an open kind of person. And what about when there's no hints being thrown, but sometimes you can assess something before and you can just be like, I want to make sure this is clear.
Same thing.
It's the same thing. Being
same
open.
Thing. Yeah, I'll be open. I'll admit because Mimi, bro, achansu kudanganya Mimi, siezi taka kubeba demu fala.
Yeah, all of us.
A babe would probably know before you talk to her. So me, I'll own up, I'll be like, by the way, there's some tension. Yeah, I might be sexually attracted to you, but nothing has to come out of it. Still azima. People are sexy. People are attractive. Mm. It happens, you know. Nothing necessarily needs to come out of this. But I leave it at that because sometimes determining factor is atoka kwake. Because maybe you're saying all that and she doesn't even want to smash. So now she's there looking at you like, bro, I wasn't even trying to smash.
I've been in those situations where someone
jumping the gun.
Yeah, that's the one I hate, especially when it's the other way around. When it's not you jumping the gun, but it's the other person. When they come to you and they're like, yo, I'm not finna do this. And then what happens usually is after a couple, they're finna do it.
That's the in denial. Bad.
Exactly.
Bad.
So I asked you that, but I'm glad one of us is open and I'm trying to learn
what about
from you. Because me, I just call them gang or fam. Like, I'd be like, yo, what's up, gang?
No, that doesn't, bro. I can call my girlfriend gang or fam.
No, I'm not calling my girlfriend
bro,
gang.
Even bro. Me, I'll call my wife bro.
In a heated moment, if I'm trying to pass a point, but I'm not calling Shore gang.
My nigga, I'll call you my nigga. Bro, me, I don't play around.
In the heat of them, when you're stroking, you're like, my nigga.
No. Apo sasa.
But I get what you're saying. Wait, because I've remembered, talking about stroking, let's just move on. Bro, this thing of nimekumak. Inakuwaga tamu sana.
You're a walking target.
A walking bullseye. Ukona tuka red dot ukitembea hivi mzee amekumaka na kupiga bullseye. But red I always drum. See it. Yeah, like I was just seeing a trend the other day on TikTok of it was a sound of a lady saying like na kutaka, like I want you, because it's rare to hear, okay, kwa wale waje experience, mademu sema hivyo, but they have to like you, you have to be comfortable. They, lazima wafikisha space flani before they can just text you out of the blue, I'm horny for you, or things like that, you know?
Yeah, and that's what they text you, I'm horny for
check, like, subscribe. Anyway, you know, the elephant trunk, you're right now, but anyway, so you're even throwing me off. What's your problem? I told you that one thing of told like SGR, like to a
I'm horny for you. Oh, I'm finna use that shit, bro.
Go out there and populate the world.
Oh man, the unsolicited advice you give on this podcast. Oh, it's vile, bro.
Oh man.
We need a segment called the worst advice you could ever take.
It's all in here somewhere. Yeah.
Sorry, Manzebo. You can pick up
many, many things, Manzebo. But yeah, now you've thrown me up.
Oh, damn, bro. You're talking about, you're saying, like, for example, I'm stroking shoulder.
The marking stuff. Yes. So it's just like, it's such, I was seeing a TikTok the other day, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I was seeing a TikTok the other day of, you know, girls telling the man them like, hey, just come to my place and, you know, get it on. I want it. And, you know, and stuff. So for me, in my mind, I was like, it's like, God damn, I've lost my train of thought. Like, for real. This is why I wish we were on audio, man. On audio commercial.
Lock screens that pulls no bitches. If I look at my homie phone and I see he got any of these lock screens in this video, I'ma automatically know he don't like bitches. He on some Meek Mill shit. Let me know in the comment section, what's your lock screen? Now let's do it. The first sign that you're in a pussy oppression if you have a bad bitch at your lock screen, gang. She do not know you. Niggas will have the baddest bitch as they profile picture going on two man with they mans and turn it to Helen Keller. Shaq at the free throw line. Can't say shit and missing all they shots. Nigga, I know you're bitchless. There's no excuse of having a rapper as a lock screen game. This shit is bottom barrel. Imagine you finally pull you a bad bitch. You pull out your phone to get her number and she see NLE Chopper as your lock screen. Nigga, she gonna dub your ugly ass. Females, let me know in the comment section if I'm lying. Then you have the motherfucker that put all their friends as their lock screen. Not the bum ass show friends, but their real life ones. As you sitting down, you looking down at your homie phone, you see a picture of your face. Now, me personally, I'ma smack the shit out the nigga. Really, my nigga? Someone let me know in the comment section if they have an athlete as their wallpaper, so I can go ahead and put you in the bitchless category. Niggas will have LeBron standing next to Kyrie, Jordan Duncan from the free throw line, open up their phone and have nobody in that bitch. If you have this shit, I'ma automatically suspect you're around the age of 10.
Oh my.
Tema yo kitu, bro. Tema yo kitu.
New plug. Nilimsha yu mba ya mental health ni ya wache. Sasa ona, man. Nateseka juu yako, man. But yeah, sorry, manze. Ni maneno
mingi. My boy was fighting for his life, manze.
I'm like, where is this thought in my mind? Pull it out. Anyway, it's back now. So, yeah. So, baba ya kumak.
Whose manze is this, bro?
Bro, you're refusing me, yeah.
Yo, somebody if you not claim this nigga
bro,
now,
you're not, bro. You're not gonna claim me, bro.
At this rate, no, nigga. Nilikuwa nakumbusha wa say, damn, no, I don't want to distract you again.
Oh, anyway, yeah. Kumak and whatnot. So, manze, iyo concept ni tamu sana. Like, najua ina sound in a weird way, but inakuwaga manze enye ukimakiwa makika, unajua? Like, we're gonna exam, like, okay, pigwa cha na mwalimu kwenye marking scheme kubali manze, especially kama ime align.
Mimi nataka tu kujiona kuambia ngani. How do these chicks bro, tell you that? Or how do you
moja,
know? How do you know that they've marked you?
Tulikuwa na mmoja ile siku pale. Na aliconfess alikuwa amenimark. Unakumbuka?
Hakuna haya. I love it.
That's the worst.
Ya haya unaishi wapi?
Ya haya unaishi wapi?
They're telling all your boys, huyu nilikuwa nimemumaku. Anatoroka tu. So mi huwa
nikimakiwa. I loved it.
Huwa nikimakiwa, huwa natoroka.
Acha kutoroa kwa story kile.
Sasa zingine lazima uwe unajua. So that whole concept is like the unajua the rent due theory, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like rent was due.
Yeah, like so anyway. Hiyo story ya kumak man. Sijui kama umewahi experience.
You're a bad boy. You're a very bad boy.
Kitwa staff room poleni.
Damn.
But yeah, it's one of them ones because I've been a maki and I've been a maki.
And you've been maki.
And you know.
Hey.
So yeah, it's one of those ones where whoever came up, it's such a thing. And when it's usually also, it's like one of those ones, I miss you kind of link ups, you know, or, you know, we're makeup kind of link ups where, you know, it's been a long time. So yo ya kumark pia inakuaga,
wait, what about the fresh ones? Like wewe, like,
oh, yeah. Hey, zoni mezipiga mingi. But wasi actual, ubaya wangu mini siku actualize. Na kwa gatu mse ni mechili. Hii lugha sasa ngina itakangi kutoka.
Unasema juu umepiga mingi alafu unasema unakuanga mse umechili. Nika, what do you take me for? Who do you think I am?
I'm an introvert, extrovert, Gemini. Take me slow. But it's one of them ones where sometimes you have to, the marking concept is dope. Like when you're marked, if it aligns, consent, mark each other. You know, mark each other off the list.
Yeah.
But sometimes also you can evade the marking. You know, Adi. Like, for instance, like...
Apex Predator, eh?
No, like, you put off the marking for a while because you're still, as you know, as you said, as we were talking in a few pods ago, like, when you try and look into the person who you're trying to mark or unmark.
Oh,
you know,
you're scouting.
Yeah, sazengine, it's like, oh, wow. If I unmark you or you mark me, it might be all over the blogs or it might be on social media. Ama naweza piga ile round yangu ya ancestors uniweke kwenye Twitter, unajua. So it's one of those ones. So you want
one minute
mark,
man.
You also want to mark the right thing, you know. So it's a balanced kind of thing, you know. No. I don't know how you feel about that whole thing.
Nah, I love it. One, naweza sema, being the target, right? One of the things that usually
I love it as a guy to be told by Chile, like,
that's the thing. That's like, the thing. Unacheki, but wanakuambia aje kuzuniambi, but I'm horny for you.
You as well to let go, maze. But yes, inakuwaga mimi nitakushwa sasa ingine tutaki kuweka hadi.
But wanga napenda tu ile honesty ya dema na kuchapia, by the way, Rosafi. Let me just I love it's usually like before a homie borrows some money from you.
Nakwanga long cut 22
flat game in nakwanga on point, my guy. Like, you're like,
switch up, man.
I got played, man. Yeah, sweetened me up so
true,
good.
True.
So nakwanga impressed kucheki mademu nyo nakwanga on the hunting side now. Mm-hmm. When they're on the offense, it usually impresses me because it tells me, one, najua banta game yako yuko mahali.
Mahali, yeah.
Because when you play offense, you need strategy. Unahitaji playbook.
Yeah.
You'll know, okay, lazima kwanza nijue, opponent wangu ni nani ndio nijue vile nita deal na ye. It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And babes don't usually think about this because mko defense or on the receiving end.
Mm.
But the ones who are on the offense.
Out there, yeah.
Excuse me. When you are ko offense, wanga tu inanibamba vibaya sana.
Yeah, yeah.
And being the one on the offense now, as you've said, you do your scouts report first.
Mm.
So for me, inakuanga, if I get a hint of maybe you're attracted to me or you like me, then I'm letting that torpedo go.
Okay.
I'm firing like something more solid.
Okay,
than a hint.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel that, and I understand that perspective because there are some people who you'll get them through the red tape quicker than others.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because you know maybe she's also been on your list or something else, and that's why also you'd get to. I'll just say it. You know, being a fly guy when you're out there.
I love how you fought
now
through
it. It's really sounding weird when I say that. But when you're one of those guys, and some girls, of course, you can attest to this. When you're out there and you know you look good and you have, you know, people looking at you and people wanting to approach you and come to talk to you, there's always that thing where you're, I don't know how to say it, but you're like, It's like you need to be cool. You need to have a cool head about yourself. Mm, you know.
You're very conscious about.
About what you're about
to
do.
Yeah.
You know, because, and also being in this position that we are, we have like, maze juzi niko kwa show flani ya Benso, like he prepare for his album. And while we are there, I go to the next table to ask for salt because we were eating something. So as I'm asking for salt on that table, there are some people who recognize us from what we do.
Nice.
So they're like, aye, Neville, ni salt peke unataka. Ama unataka pia namba. So that would have been a good one. You can get a box faster, quick. So yeah, but to me, I understand. But it was one of them ones. So also now when it comes to, like for us, we also have to add like another like a layer of security, you know, something else to just
there's make another
sure,
wall.
Yeah, just to make sure everything is Gucci.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just don't waver and, you know, you have your head cool. So I'm sure you've had these instances, even when you're somewhere and you're being told, hey, kuna bebe flani anaku wamekumaka anaku time. You know,
nah, it definitely takes more than that. Na saa zingine, inataka umwena nyoka ndi ujue, damn. Enyo nyoka wange inauma, but
experience.
Experience. But huku najua, yu nyoka, and there's a wise saying amongst the Africans, it's not the snake that you see that is dangerous, it's the one that you don't see. Yu nde kikuuma, like, you won't even see where it came from, malime. Bruh, you're confused. Eh, manze. So having been through that, you get to be more cautious about who you open up to, who you let in, because you let people in, the snake is going to bite where it hurts, you know. Because I know the weak spots where you're vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it's usually a loss for them, because someone who is genuine will never go at a loss. I believe that, never go at a loss. But it teaches you something. You learn from it. And you it's not worth it. You might have a pretty face, you might have, you know, a big body, and we appreciate you for your looks and everything, but to each his own. Maybe what I want, you might not be offering that, or you might not have it, and vice versa. What you're looking for, not me, I'm not him. And I'm really okay with that.
You get so to understand it more.
Say hata ukikuja uniambia andi kuna dema mekumak, sawa, I also don't want staki kuipuza. You know, I don't want to overlook it. I'll go like, you know, sawa, this is not a coincidence. Let me look into it. You do your scouting. Ndio sasa utakuja kucheki. Now like me naangalia captions zako, you know, your posts on social media, what are you about? Hey, I have to do that, bro.
True.
Hey. I have to do that.
To be honest, sir,
I'm about to be an employer.
Sako kabuku weka down payment. Bana, kutoka, man, you know.
And it teaches you so much, because utakuwa like, no, I see what you're about, and I'm not him.
And also for me, it gives me also the understanding and the perspective, because sometimes sikuwa naelewa kwa nini uyu msupa hataki stories zangu. You know, sometimes you don't understand. You're like, and then you're put in that position where now it's you. Yeah, the universe, you know what? You get to be the one now.
Nail
on
the head.
You look back and you're like, oh, shit. Now, I used to be the heartbroken. Now, I'm the heartbreaker.
Now, I get it. She's a heartbreaker.
But it's one of them ones. So, yeah, it gives you perspective on both sides. You know, it's like many different aspects of our life.
You've nailed it on the head, bro. Yeah? And before you digress from this, ningetaka kukulize hivi, have you ever fumbled a body?
Yeah.
How did you?
But I feel as if I fumbled it because I didn't have, like, sazangina a resources aziko.
Okay.
Like sometimes, kuna my buddies wengine wako just like, for us to activate ABCD, lazima tufanye ABCD. Or for us to
there's
do.
There's a stratosphere we need to hit.
Yeah, or even personally, you always want a good time. Or you always want to make sure people are experiencing a good time. And a good time, it needs you to have some sort of resources. So I feel as if sometimes nikiwa na makrush wenu, it was like, sikuwa ni na the right resources to like play around vizuri. Because when we've had it, you know.
You know what time it is. You know what time it is.
Business.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Standing on it.
Yeah, so I feel as if sometimes it's been one of them ones. Also, sometimes it's been, of course, we had the price, so we've been fumbled too. Because of, you know, things people have said. But just sticking to the, I have fumbled in that case. And also, I feel as if once or twice I've said, might have said the wrong things. Or acted in a way that, Yeah, cause for most of this body, especially wale na kumbuka kama wawili, like sikuwa nimejijua ile vizuri. Like thank God sai najijua vizuri in many aspects. So in that moment sikuwa najijua vizuri. Unajua.
Man.
So I so hizo aspects mbili, not having enough resources. When I say resources, you know what I mean. And then when the other one was not maybe in the right state of mind.
Cause
what would you say?
Because I was thinking the other day, and I came to admit it, I was like, damn. I wish some babes would get to experience this version of me.
Because
of who I was at that time. And knowing maybe, damn, they'd have really liked this version of me. I know what they're about.
I feel that.
But then at the same time, do you feel like you needed to fumble them? Do you feel like it was necessary for you to fumble them?
Yeah, because manze sikuare. Manze nakumuka, like, I just remember like one body, like, I know we can't start beeping names, but I think I've told you before.
There's a whisper.
Nigga said
whisper. I need to get the context.
Editor went to have a beep.
I mean, I'm coming. Because I'm coming for another leg.
Yes, yes. So, yes, it's a day beep, but.
I'm going to go to the
But Nikitu Flani Pia Ulikona Angalia. Wasei na kuangu.
Lilia Milan.
Asi Milan ni TV host flani. Umekumbuka? Umekumbuka sasa ki TV host flani. Damn, sijui kama imebaka.
Alikuwa TV host peke?
Your time, alikuwa na your time. Alikuwa like host sa your time. But sa hapana.
Rangi ya tao.
Hey, bro.
Loud.
Bro, sasa unajua ukiwa kwa hiyo maana nimesema makrash wenu.
Na wewe ulinifanya niangalie juu sikuwa naiangalia. Sasa zingine boys wako angana kuseti.
Hata ile nikisema hii itakuwa. Sasa sema jina bali nitakupatia content. Hata ile ya US. US. That you are not like. I like the fact that you're getting it when I tell you. See why we are friends? You get it because I've told you.
Ushangale record ya boy wakuna. Manzi unakufa tu roho manzi uko like.
Uko like, but
what am I doing in life? What am I doing in life?
At least boy wako aliku represent manzi. So I feel as if back then when I couldn't link properly with these people, or like I linked with them, but it wasn't like on like a good kind of thing, you know.
You understand.
But now when you link them now, it's just like it could go wherever, you know. It's a different type of stage. So I feel as if in the process when I think about it, I'm like, yeah, you needed to cheza kidogo with it and be like Arsenal, you know, you don't win it this season, you'll be like next season.
What did you say? I heard you.
And the moving along.
Jesus is Lord.
What would you say for yourself, man?
Oh my God.
But what would you say for yourself?
Damn. There's so many ways to and angles to look at it, bro. But acha tuchukue break kwanza. Let's take a break first.
No, I don't know.
What is it? Because I'm going up. And you need to sit down. You know the day you found the condoms in my room?
Yes.
You know Annabelle? Annabelle, the girl that I brought here the other day and we were revising.
The white one?
Yeah.
What happened?
You know, that day when she came over and you guys went out?
Mm-hmm.
She kind of just texted me and she's pregnant, Dad.
She's what?
She's pregnant.
Funke! She what?
She's pregnant.
Hey! I am meeting me by me. She's what?
She's pregnant.
Pregnant? Ha! Apostle, we hear of this. I will tell Apostle about this. This is what you want to use your life for. I'm going to do many dinogun 16 years. Jesus! You know what I need to tell you? No GCSE, no A-level, you will end up in McDonald's. You will end up in McDonald's. That's what I meant. And I really meant what I'm saying. How old is she?
She's 14.
14, Jesus is Lord. 14? You know you can be prosecuted for that.
Oh my days, iru omo wo wa re nitori Olorun. Mo je jiya lori awon omo yi o. Mo jiya lo, you will move out. You will move out of this house.
But I can't.
You will move out of this house.
Move to where?
You, I don't care where you want to move to. You must move out from this house. Olorun ba ba o ja mi lara je. Ha. You are going to Nigeria first class tomorrow. I will get a first class ticket taking you to Nigeria. What do you mean? You are 16, for God's sake. Emmanuel, are you telling me the truth?
Dad, where are you going?
I'm coming.
Dad?
I'm coming.
Dad? Dad? Whoa.
Who do you say is pregnant?
Dad, wait.
Who do you say is pregnant? Annabelle who?
Dad.
Annabelle who?
Dad, relax.
Annabelle who?
Dad, relax.
I'll hit you with this one, and the police will come there.
So, why ni mekuliza hivyo ni cause?
Umeka meme flani hapa by the way. Wasa wao wanasikia kama meme flani.
Oh, yo mimi ilikuwa because of my reactions. Like, you remember that guy who was pranking his dad telling him he'd impregnated a 14-year-old girl?
Yeah.
What? 14?
Yo, no way. Hey.
Your African parents' reactions always take me out, bro. Always.
Yeah.
But anyway, on the fumbling thing, I'm really glad because on one hand, unezangalia kama fumbling. To me, I don't really think I fumbled. Meaning, yesema to the natural occurrence of things. For example, I know a thing about my age showing up when I'm dealing with someone who is older than me. Mm. Someone who is more mature than me. And I can tell these points where it's actually punctured the relationship or whatever it is.
Bond, yeah.
You know, so when it becomes... maybe it happen once or twice, the other person is going to go like, maybe I don't really need to deal with this.
But
for me, it's the lesson I needed. And I needed someone who was graceful enough to give me the environment to learn that particular lesson. Because later on in life, you're dealing with someone who is a bit younger than you. And the age factor shows up or pops up at some point, and you're like, oh, this is what it was like. This is what I was doing to the other person. This is what they were experiencing. This is what they were feeling.
Yeah.
So not even me, because they dealt with me maybe a bit gracefully. At first I was like, okay, so your grace ni important sana, cause it's going to help this person maybe build up, cause wanajua, okay, they can tell when the age thing has popped up, when you can feel the difference in the maturity levels. So for me, nezasema, ilikuwa crucial sana. I feel like I needed to fumble. That's just an example.
Yeah.
I needed to fumble the ones I fumbled. But at the same time, I can't help but feel like, damn, there's a couple of babes I wish that I could not spin the block necessarily, but I wish they could experience the version of me that I am. But at the same time, I'm glad because... when you're tanipenda, say for who I am, I'm very much at peace with that. That's another lesson I needed to learn. Because at that stage, you really want to impress the person that you like, the person you're attracted to.
Yeah.
So you're going to go to some certain lengths to the best of your abilities. But you can only do so much of that. And there will always be someone with more money than you, better looking, drives a better car, faster car, bigger dick, you know, has more money. That will always be there. So now when you find the real ones, the ones who mess with you for you, nigga.
Something else.
That's where it's at.
Kweli. Nakubali. Yeah, it just takes me back to even a tweet that I saw that says, men will fumble you and then stalk you for the rest of their lives. So I was
They needed the lesson.
Yeah.
It's
one of the ones, but yeah, just get off it now.
Yeah, man.
Hey, so this, then Mekoniki, you are telling me there was a bit of feedback from our lingos. There's always lingo. We give it a bit of a break. We get guys to, you know, catch up on the maganish, the sindishes.
tell me you had a dream like Martin.
Yeah,
bro.
Man, they're really quite in the middle of Kuban bush. But yeah, so really quite. Karache kibi manze tulikuwa na
ukifukuza nini masembeto
manze. Masembeto manze, ma bad vibes yani mbali. Kafikiria manze, unajua vitu tunapenda sana na moja yao ni haganono.
Why does it sound so crude saying it?
Nimefikiria vile kwa ile ngoma TikTok anasema kama msupa anapenda chupa na haga.
Ona haga nono.
Haga nono na chupa. So I'm like, yeah, haga nono. So hii ilikuwa mtu. So for the reference ya hiyo sasa ni capital D, lazima ikuwe capital D.
Mm.
Especially kama ni haga nyingine mzuri. Unajua. So
wait, what are the properties of like shape iko sawa, the buoyancy, is it ile soft, is it hard?
Recoil, like you know just squeeze it. Yes, the big ones, the music videos have spoiled us, but
yeah.
The big ones are good to look at, blah, blah, blah. Yes, it will be fantasy moment. Kudos.
Mm.
But ukipata kiti size yako, kiti mzuri, yeyo iko sawa.
Okay.
No discrimination. Little okay. Goodies, you feel me?
Twitch is on.
Yes, sir.
Okay, proceed.
Yes, so, Dasha. Mtoto ana Dasha mzuri sana. So Dasha, for that haga, as I said, capital D when it's that. But kama akona ka, unajua ile at least ina, unajua?
Hey, umekujadi na opposites. I love it.
How to use it in Dasha, the statement.
Uh-huh.
So Dasha, unajua, so Dasha meaning, you know, the badonk, badonk, the booty, you know. The unajua, mtoto ambeba Dasha. Mtoto ambeba yani, ay! So marinate on that. You know, we'll be coming back to it. Andy's Dasha. Deciding still. Mtoto ana Dasha. It's coming.
No, you know, you have to say it and think about think what about it sounds it. Like.
It's okay. Well, what comes to mind?
Dasha. Dasha. Dasha feels like money to me.
Like money?
Yeah.
Kona Dasha.
Kona Dasha hapo.
Okay.
Shikai Dasha hapa hivi.
Okay, okay. It's,
it could still be could both because they're both nice things.
Yes.
Duolingo.
I refuse that. Okay, I see you. Natry kukwa kwa album ya Benzo. Kuna mauji huko nje.
Hey, my pen game is on steroids, hey, Benzo.
Sorry. Oh, we are sorry, man. Damn.
So, Dasha. I'm going to take you out there.
Missy, you know what I decide? Oh, nafikiria maziwa.
Madasha. Okay. Ukuna madasha. Okay, yeah, that. Triolingo.
Triolingo. Yeah, so I'm here for books, but okay, we'll marinate on these ones. Never
comment section, man. Comment section. Comment what does section. Dasha sound like? What does it sound like to you?
We can switch it up.
Any consensus? Pemini likubali zenye mule. Maseme. Masemeto ni likubali.
But maganishwa, so at least
maganushi kofiti.
Sendunye
bade ko. Kwanza na Austin is about to patent that one for himself, man.
Oh, liona kuna watu wanakula do na hizi mawads. Hizi lingo tumezi patent. Wewe usienda huko nje utumie wewe. Tutakudai do mingi, man. Hey, nikubad.
Oh my goodness.
So, Dasha, if you're trying to refer to that thing, but as here on Chop Shop and the Villains, never, it's manze, let's go crazy. Let's see what we could come up with. DM us on our handles, yeah, Chop Shop, manze tuko pale.
Dasha.
And yeah, we'll definitely see.
And you're taking over kukifikiria titties.
Titties do in a ring kwa akili.
I love it for you, man. So contender so far ni Haga Nono.
Haga Nono, it's capital D.
Alafu titties, unaimagine ni like sizable titties, big nice titties. One. Sizable
nice
titties.
One. Nice, okay, Dash.
Round juicy.
Yeah, juicy, man. Lisa, you can tell it's the juicy ones. I love it. And you don't know.
Sioni.
Mekwa kipopu.
It's the juicy titties for me, bro.
Juicy titties for me. I love it.
So, there's the juicy titties, there's the Haganono, and money.
And money, yeah, for you, yeah.
Yeah, mine is boring.
Nah,
fuck.
Nah, man. So, comment
your
section.
Your owner, can I take that one back?
Comment section, get lively, manze. So, yeah, we'll do high thoughts God. Next time. Unless you have something you want to
relax and take notes. Oh, damn.
Tell me.
Do we just play the stab and wing it? Yes. Is this high thoughts or...
Oh, you have something in the notes. Oh, by the way, Kings, check out our notes. Angalia your nets up. Hata kwa Android, kuna notes up. Angalia tu uko.
That's where everything is at. But that's why you need to password protect your notes, bro. That's why you need to. But...
kuna high thoughts.
Let me sacrifice this one for high thoughts. Twinge high thoughts. Let's go into this one with high thoughts.
Nice. Relax and take notes.
Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And it if you should happen to set it on fire. There are some effects.
I've been in this situation before. I've seen it come up on social media just recently. Mbaya sana manze, in another universe, an alternate universe, right?
Yeah.
Ushajipata kwa situation ambayo, damn, I don't know if me and you are yet to find ourselves there. It has accelerated the dynamics of our friendship on another level.
Break it down.
Where we are both attracted to one babe,
mm-hmm.
but she likes one of us.
Damn. Okay.
Because I have been there. And for me, this was my approach to it, right?
Because
I was into the babe, right? But sikuwa nataka tu niseme ovyo ovyo because I was doing my scouts report.
Okay.
So nikifanya scouts report yangu, I came to the conclusion that, oh, Shod is feeling the kid as well. But nikiona boys wangu, ananichapia plan zenye ako nazo, like, hey, udem nikimpata nini nini. So now me, I'm left there like, this is my homie. So what do? So I kept quiet about it. I didn't say anything because mimi nilikuwa nataka ikuwe a very fair fight. Because I also can't make assumptions on the babe's behalf. Neza jifanya kimbele mbele kumbe, yendo likuwa the main thing. Mimi nilikuwa hapa nafikiria I have maybe bugged shoddy. Nasi ati nilikuwa nataka kumdate, but you know what I'm talking about. So when my homie found out, he wasn't pissed, but he was like, si ungeniambia tu bro. You'd have just told me.
Yeah.
But now what am I supposed to tell you? Back off.
Yeah, there's
I'm supposed to tell you back off.
Like niachia, nime call dibs.
Dibs. I was here first.
Nah. But for me, I feel as if in that situation, I'm usually the guy who plays it like mewachia.
What do you mean? Dema nakutaka, bro. Hamtaki.
Naachia. Naambia boy wangu, bro. Be that's the first thing. I go to my boy, I tell him, yo.
Okay.
Hii nimeona ni kama unadai msupa. Ni aje unamdai? Sawa, mimi nime step back cause kuna fununu siko sure but ananidai. But mimi nime step back juu sidai. Na kuachia ugame. Ukigame, ushoot, iende kwa rim, iende ndani, cool. To celebrate.
Na nina na shoot.
No, the
is
guy.
Is it KD? KD is it Russell Westbrook?
No, that's a beast.
Steph Curry or LeBron?
Course. Of course, all those guys, it's a hole in one except Westbrook. Eh? Except it's a splash instead of Westbrook. Westbrook Damn. Is missing. But anyway, you should have stick with the Lakers.
Yeah.
But that's what how of course.
So utabonga na boys wako kwanza.
Yes, me, I'm that guy who is like, yo, I'm seeing it's the same girl kind of thing. So let me be the one to be like, let me back off, play your game. If you shoot your shot na iweze, sawa, wacha iende sana. But if aijaweza, na msupa kama dai ku ride hii ride ni itabidi wewe pia umekubali.
Okay.
You understand? So it's that type of so that's how I've played it like in the past. I've not been the guy who is like, oh yo, katambe sana, you know, type of thing.
Best man wins.
Yeah. I'm usually like, wacha mimi nijitoe.
Yeah.
You do your thing ikiweza muende.
I'm never on competition as well. Like for why? Apa kuna mtu ata decide mwenye anataka demo. And you can't do anything about it, bro. You can't be bitter. Yeah. You can't be mad at your boy.
From nowhere there, watoe njini nyote kwa game.
Manze.
Referee akol DQ njini nyote mubaki akuna butu hapo. So it's a different thing. I like that one for high
thoughts. Manze, so, mandem pia, even the babes in the comment section, because babes also go through this. Like, I've been in a situation where, of course, you like more than one babe. You have the capability to do that, right? And you found yourself attracted to more than one person at the same time. So I happen to be attracted to two babes who are friends. And when it got down to the wire, okay, one of them I had history with her. Umungina likuwa beshte yake, likuwa hapo all along, had something going on with a homie of mine, and nothing was going on between me and her, but dema likuwa, bro, ameva vibaya sana manze. So now, as life progresses, the babe I had history with is out of my life, like completely. Amendelea na maisha yake. This other babe, my homie, completely out of the picture. So mejipata in an interesting situation, right? But remember, this shorty still has a relationship with the other babe.
Yeah.
Juni mabeshte.
Yeah.
Bro, let me tell you, it got down to the wire. Shorty invited me. I have to respect the fact that she fought through it, right? Na ilikuwa idea yake. Alini invite over, she cooked for me. We were hanging out, tukangalia ma movie, nini nini. Shorty took me to her bed.
Riz.
Bro, let me tell you, until the very last minute, yani unaonyeshwa sukari ndio hii hapa. Kuja uonje. Umetoa ulimi. You're watering, bro. You're watering.
True.
And then just before you get a taste of it, she goes like,
not today.
But my friend.
Not today. My friend
anakodai. Ni kama your point. Alikuwa nataka kuona maybe how far she can go,
yeah,
and how she'd feel about it. But she prioritized the friendship at the very last minute.
I like breaking up a friendship. Like, leave your girl. Like, don't you know the way it's such a good vibe when you're outside bashing and you meet a young lady and she's come with a group of friends,
man,
and she's willing to sacrifice. Like, tell the other, kwae really? Oh, man, that's a star right there. So, yeah, and kusama kwele, mimi anikipataka kama yu wanabambika sana because I love breaking up a friend. I love breaking up a good friendship. Oh, you can tell your friend to come too. That's also...
No, but what I learned from that is... take the moment, seize the moment, because for both of us, the parties that were preventing this from happening or changing the dynamics were no longer a factor to that extent,
because
even post that incident, nothing has ever happened between me and that babe, or even her and their friendship. Even kila mtu alienda direction yake, so me, I was like, might as well have done it, you know. So I learned that, and yes, as ingine inabidi tu ume. So I've been on both sides of the table. So madem pia na maboy, doesn't really matter, you know, situations wanga the same for everyone. Apo kwenye comment section, are you first talking to your homie? Am I you talking to the person that you're attracted to? Cause
yeah,
or neither. let the best man win, because it could be anything or anyone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
manze, uki like, uki comment, uki subscribe.
And you know, we were talking about the future earlier, manze. Wouldn't it be nice to have an app where you could get like everything from the good company?
There is one.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Nah, no way.
Yeah.
No way. Wait, is that like right now for real, or is it coming?
Well, if you well, about that.
About that. Yeah.
No, but all jokes aside, manze, so on the 29th of March, manze, towards the end of the month, Good Company tuna launch our
kid.
Yeah, man. We're launching a very good app. It's going to be an amazing platform. All the products that you usually see on our channel, from Grouchy's mixes to the mics, the flagship
content. What are you download na MP3 YouTube downloader?
Yeah, manze. So wasewa audio, mtashugulikiwa first, cause we always make sure that unajua audio ndio like the basic. Hapo ndio malikila mse wanganaanza. Make sure you have that locked down, kila kitu. Kila kitu iko sawa. So 29th, enda kwenye App Store and the Play Store as well. And make sure you get yourself hooked up with the Good Company app and get access to all the content that you usually get on our channel on your phone. Like on command, like DST.
Kabisa.
Kila kitu hapo.
Chop shop,
mics, you know,
sandwich
kila mse.
Banta.
Yes. Yuko sawa, sindio. I hope I'm not forgetting anything else.
Yeah, and
there's
nothing
else I'm forgetting.
Yeah. We've mentioned the app. Yeah, we're good. And of course, like, share, and subscribe. We're there on socials. Make sure you follow us at the Chop Shop Pod. And there's a...
Jamaliza bado, bro.
Taka kuwekelea kitu mwenye.
Bado hata tukwa... Ibado yuko ndani ya high thoughts. Hatujatoka high thoughts.
Oh, but...
Bado tukwa high thoughts. Kuna swali niliuliza wale mabudesko wako. Manzi walinipata zile answers. I was umbleena. Those old nigga answers. I was like... And I was asking kina Austin. Because it randomly came up before we started filming Mics Are Open. And I was like, no, I'm bringing this on the Chop Shop because I know what these niggas are going to do to this conversation.
They watered it down, mad.
And guess what they did?
That's what they did. Tell
me. Some grown man shit. But when they told me to risk it, I gave them a chance.
Nothing.
They did whatever they did. Wali fumble, man.
Big bad.
Wali to fumble, man.
But bro,
I'd like to know from you.
I thought.
Right? Ibadoni high thoughts.
Miondoko verse.
Before Meti. Do you usually have unaona vile LeBron anakuanga na ritual ya mecha ya kuja pale kwenye sideline, the powder, you know, man has a ritual. So do you have a ritual before a game? Champions League,
Eish.
Finals,
bana,
EPL finals, manze, NBA finals. Also, as you answer that, do you have a particular meal combo that you go to
damn
that you know Leo? Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, hizo vitu zote zinakuja in the earlier life. Like, nikiwa uni, nilifanyanga hizo vitu. Like,
yeah.
Just duta, the way you've said ritual, like, for me, kwanza hiyo ilikuwa inaweza. Like, for me, okay, first is making sure the, like, lazima kila, like, I know it's a thing everybody does, but the cleanliness aspect has to be, like, especially the bed, like, everything has...
Yeah, nigga, we don't care about the clean shit, man. They talk to us about what we want to listen to, bro. Everybody cleans up when Shorty's coming over. We don't want to hear that shit, bro. Give us... Iso ni nini? This is what kina Jimani and kina Calvin were telling me.
You guys are easy to...
Everybody is clean, nigga.
Na kuna kuna foreplay, you know? Like, what are you choose a game, yeah? Let me dribble the ball before I score the basket.
Fine.
But yeah, okay, sawa, basi. In uni, the risky one, nili... Nikuwa lazima ni nyonge kamoja. Just to standardize kijana. Kwa kijana ako too excited, man. Lazima nimweke in line kwa cage vizuri, unajua. Hey, so, kidogo tu ile ancestors inakuwa, ni yangu peke yangu. So, yo ilikuwa gamoja. Ilikuwa inaokolea game, by the way.
Moja peke.
Hey, ilikuwa gamoja. Ina depend. Unajua, katseme umeambia, unajua beba anakuja katseme 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Na make sure by 12, man, you make a strangle, man. Una make sure you make a bow enda vizuri.
Siku ya nyani kufa, michi uteleza, bro.
Unakanda mzuri. So, doa kifika hapo, manze, ye kazi yake ni nyengine. Una get? So, no, I remember. So, in uni, I did
that. I think
that.
It also depends ni nani. Because kuna madem.
No, man, na
sewa. Sini seme tolerance ama ni nini.
Yeah. Kuna hiyo, but. In just general, ile kuwa excited, unajua, kuna msubi.
You don't do that now?
No.
Okay.
And my techniques may improve.
Breathing techniques.
So, sahi,
Austin is like, this nigga capping. Stop the cap.
So, yeah, sahi si nyongi, sahi ni game, unajua, sahi ni other
methods. Sahi ni kwenye guillotine.
Yeah, sahi ni kubad.
Unakata yote kimoja.
I'm super anyway.
Umekuwa sentence death row, manze.
Ni kubad, manze. Ikishama kumsupa hako, inakuwa mbaya. But yes, it's that kind of vibe. So yeah, nikiwa uni, manze, eli. Kwanza dem before kuja kwa hostel, manze, unamambia, ebu, wacha nicheze na best friend wangu hapa kino. Me and my twin in the car, we be vibing.
In the cut with my twin, we be vibing. Classy bitch, but they know I be outside with. 100 deep in the session, we be wildin'. Won't catch me playing with no broke nigga that shy.
What's up, G-Way? These hoes can't fuck with me. What's up, G-Way? These hoes can't fuck with me. What's up, G-Way? These hoes can't fuck with me. It be the bomb ass hoe that's pressed for me.
So bila twin wangu lazima tubonge kando. Nikishamaliza
alafu kelewana sasa.
So namwambia sasa uko ready? That me daddy niko sawa, unajua. Sasa yuko too excited. So yeah, hiyo ilikuwa ritual moja. For meal combos, I don't know. I think I'm more of a fruits kind of person before mechi and stuff. So watermelon, nini kandizi pale. Kama kuna kamango, unajua kaninio ka kiflo ka chapo and stuff.
Yeah. Ngoja. Waluya manze. We're talking about fruits, nigga. So na kula fruit combo alafu unarusha tu chapati randomly hapo, bro. Come on, man. Let's be for real, nigga.
Like, oops. Wacha kama ile ukipakiwa ngo chips alafu kabajia kamoja kaanguke, like oops, kuna chapati.
How did we end up here?
Hii chapati imetoka wapi? Ni high thoughts, guys.
It's
one of them ones. So my fruits ndo zilikuwa yangu. I feel as if when it comes to like heavy means, like kama nimeshiba siwezi, like ugali zo mapitu siwezi. Yeah.
And do you have a favorite meal that you go to that day that unajua niko na meti? Ama wewe ile nyo Austin, please. Ama wewe ile whatever your taste buds will be telling you want to eat.
Yeah, for sure.
You're going to eat.
As we say, after that, it's just that anything. I don't feel as if I have like a meal, but kama kuna kama something here. Yeah. And for you, how do you feel? Was there a ritual? Was there
ritual? Yeah, yo kunyonga, maybe as you said, inategeme maybe ni nani.
Ni chakaji mulikuwa mna relate.
Juhi, tunatua ni uko.
Iko best, mas. Iko best.
Wait, who put you on to that?
Nobody. It's just like
how you. How did you learn?
You just know yourself. You're like, uyu mzae api hilo ndo anatani ataniangusha na umsipana na kaile kitu. So acha tuingie hapo chambers twin. Miu miu miu.
Where have you been?
Alafu inaenda sana. So yeah.
But it depends ni nani cause this some unaweza kuwa na nimfu ana come through manzeno unajua damn I need to be on my A game today. So the timing also na kunyonga inategemea ni nani ana come through.
Lazima timing ikuera. Kwa sababu zingine kwa times ile manzeno na kuaga too excited na nyonga asubuhi alafu 1 hour before I come so before sasa
hiyo siku ataitana.
Baya kifika hapo guys I feel kitu mazana changani aje. So hey sometimes I learnt the hard way sometimes.
Yoni ile siku umesema tuna fight we are fighting tonight. Okay.
Ama sasa zingine unajichwa changa unasema leo la kufanya leo unasema leo si nyongi leo naingia mzima mzima ukifika hapo hata hakuna kitu unadu upon entry unad no
oh my god
yeah bro do you know the fact that I think the motivation or just not wanting to explain yourself to Shore is motivation enough to up your game.
But
for me that is
wait cause like she's understanding ama cause you're standing on business.
Bro, no. Just yeah. Having to explain to Shore ati oh manze wasikuagi hivi na wanapiga gaya. You know that's just having today. To hey, it's you it's me. You could explain ta it's like that song I'm not a fan of yeah. But kuna ile song inasemanga like you at the club you're asking the waiter how much is this? How much is this? Don't you have money?
Mm.
Is that song, you know, ini shingapi or something. I don't know whose song it is but it's an ama piano kind of song.
I get it.
So
yeah.
it's one of them ones, you know. You don't want to be there explaining yourself. Because if you're explaining yourself, it means you don't have money. You know, it's embarrassing. When you have to tell Shore, oh, ngoja round. Nasa yo round 2 ata ikuji, bro. Uyo msako anakwambia, bro, nalala 1 hour. Apana uni show, gami. Unaichapa hivi, nakwambia, bro. Unaiosha kwa sink, unaikwambia, bro. Nimekufa. Oh, yeah, man. I'm out. And now explaining to someone ati, your explanation was itak. So that was, for me, motivation enough to just up my game.
I don't think the women will ever understand it. Okay, well, there's those who do get it.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it even on the podcast. Kuna madem ata hawataki unyonge before mpatane. She wants that nut herself.
That's great.
Because it's also a power move. Like, it's a power play thing.
I get it.
If she can make you bust a nut that quick, it's like when you make her bust a nut quick and like, you know what it does for you. You know what it does to you. Yeah. But food combo wise, njugu karanga na black coffee, bro. Na si ule DJ.
Uko Vietnam, tati. Kuwa unauwa. Njuku, ledi unaongeza nguvu.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, manze. And then, nikijua niko na mechi. I like gravitating. Okay, but generally I love sandwiches.
Njuku, ilikuwa nini? Ilikuwa normal.
Ilikuwa pregame.
Hey, poleni. Mademo andi poleni, man. Unya maana watesa huku ije me. Hiki tu ni fun buwada. Hiki tu si hiyo kitu unafaya.
Zinaitua nigga snacks.
Una nigga snacks. I like. Snacks lazima ukwe.
Bro, I usually apologize. When a baby's, I have nigga snacks in my house, bro.
Predator.
And nigga food. Like,
predator.
Unanipata na kula liver na chapati manze. Like, vitu tu, like, matumbo ni nini. I have nigga snacks in the house. Badai dessert yangu ni njugu na nini nini. But when it comes to food, generally I love sandwiches and subs. But more often than not, I'll gravitate towards that. Yeah, nikijua nikona mechi. Like, nilikuwa naambia wama jamaa manze. Nikijua nikona mechi. Kwanza napiga, nachukua 12-inch sub. Napiga sita ya kwanza. Yo sita ndio najua nitakupatia. Alafu juu. Yo sita itakuwa imeisha, nitakuwa najua. There's another 6 inches waiting for me.
Thank you guys for watching this experience.
So I'm finna get the 6 inches I gave you, bro.
I don't know what vibe you got today, but I hope you got a vibe. Kwa buki jana metupeleka papa. Leo ni wewe unaisha na huko.
You didn't tell me that after all the shit you've said on this today, podcast today.
Last week you did me dirty. To this week, stay in your huko. 6 inch what? Relax and take note. All I take.
Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
6-inch sub.
And then?
Give you 6. juzimeisha lazima pia mimi ni replenish the six that I gave you. I need to get it back.
Remember the app is coming out on 28th. It will be there available for you to download. You can find everything, plus this episode I'm sure it's gonna be there too. You can listen to Andy and like, share and subscribe. I like the fact that guys are actually listening to the audio.
Oh yeah,
that's dope. And also interacting
them,
with
them. I won't expose them. But someone last week came and told me you just lost another visual subscriber or someone who's onto visual. Once they notice the difference between audio, the visual and the audio, they're like, ah, music, me, I'm audio.
Yeah, there's so much in the audio.
I will watch the visual at a later time. But the visual, like the audio rather, that's where it's at.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, for sure. But
hopefully we stuck on our bumpers, our segments. Big up Byron, the whole editorial team.
Yeah, soon,
so we're always getting better by the episode. And it's all
and we appreciate them too, Manze. Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's putting the work. Like, as we film right now, man, it's 9:34 p.m. These niggas have been filming all day. As sure, nigga.
Yeah. Standing on business.
Yeah, but all for you, man. Tuna hope una enjoy content. As Neville says, it's not just a podcast. As I say, it's not just a podcast. It's also a show, but it's an experience, man. And you are part of the experience. So until the next epi, I've been yours truly, Andy Young.
Neville,
adios, muchachos.
This is The Chop Shop.
Only a few will understand.
Chopping bricks like a rabbit.
What is this?
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
I know I'm about to kill it. I'm definitely in my zone.
Music. Culture. Vibes. Let's chop it up, baby.